Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Gifted and Distractible: Understanding, Supporting, and Advocating for Your Twice Exceptional Child by Julie F. Skolnick is a practical non-fiction guide for parents, educators, and professionals working with twice exceptional children, often called 200s learners. These are children whose advanced intellectual abilities coexist with learning differences, such as ADHD, autism, dyslexia, anxiety, sensory processing challenges, or executive functioning difficulties. The book is not a theoretical overview alone. It is designed to help readers understand why a child can appear highly capable in some settings while struggling intensely in others. Skolnick uses a strength-based framework that pushes back against deficit-only interpretations of behavior and learning. The central purpose of the book is to improve understanding, reduce conflict, and support more effective advocacy across home, school, and clinical environments by combining research-informed concepts with concrete guidance. It helps readers interpret complex behavior more accurately and respond in ways that support both development and emotional well-being. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing twice exceptionality as uneven development rather than contradiction. One of the book's most important contributions is its explanation of twice exceptionality as an uneven developmental profile. A 2A child may show advanced reasoning, curiosity, or verbal ability while simultaneously struggling with attention, planning, written output, emotional regulation, or sensory demands. Skolnick's framework helps readers understand that these strengths and challenges are not separate problems competing with each other, they are part of the same profile. This matters because adults often interpret the child's inconsistencies as laziness, defiance, or lack of effort when the real issue is a mismatch between ability and support. The book argues that accurate understanding begins with observing where performance breaks down and what conditions make success more likely. That shift in perspective is practical, not merely conceptual. It changes how parents talk to children, how teachers design expectations, and how professionals identify needs. Instead of forcing the child into a single category explanation, the book encourages a more precise reading of how giftedness and disability can mask one another. Secondly, why gifted strengths can hide disability and disability can hide giftedness. The book pays close attention to masking, one of the defining complications in 2I identification. Some children are never recognized as gifted because their struggles dominate the picture. Others are identified as gifted, but their disabilities go unnoticed because high ability helps them compensate until the demands become too great. Skolnick shows why this can lead to delayed support, repeated misunderstandings, and unnecessary emotional strain. A child who can discuss complex ideas may still need help with transitions, handwriting, organization, or emotional recovery after disappointment. The danger of masking is that adults may overestimate resilience in some areas and underestimate need in others. The book makes clear that achievement on a good day does not erase support requirements on a hard day. This is an important distinction because many school systems rely on inconsistent performance to judge whether a child qualifies for help. By naming the masking effect, the book helps readers look beyond surface competence and ask what is being hidden by compensation, anxiety, or exhaustion. Thirdly, using strength-based support instead of deficit-centered discipline, Skolnick argues that support for twice exceptional children must begin with strengths, not with punishment for visible difficulties. In many families and schools, the first response to meltdowns, avoidance, procrastination, or shutdowns is to tighten control, increase consequences, or demand compliance. The book challenges the pattern by showing that many difficult behaviors are expressions of overwhelm, uncertainty, perfectionism, or executive function overload. A strength-based approach does not ignore accountability. Instead, it asks what the child is capable of under better conditions and how adults can reduce friction so those capacities become accessible. This is a different logic from reward and punishment alone. It means using language that preserves dignity, identifying patterns that trigger dysregulation, and building routines that make success more repeatable. The practical value of this approach is that it reduces shame and defensiveness, which often worsen performance problems. Readers come away with the idea that a child's strengths are not a distraction from their challenges. They are the main leverage point for support. Fourthly, supporting emotional regulation, meltdowns, and family calm. A major part of the book focuses on emotional regulation, since many 2E children experience intense frustration, anxiety, perfectionism, or overwhelm. Skolnick treats meltdowns and shutdowns not as character flaws but as signs that a child's internal capacity has been exceeded. That framing matters because emotional crises often become the point at which adults most strongly misread the child. The book emphasizes that calm environments, predictable structures, and carefully chosen responses can reduce escalation. It also helps parents see that their own regulation is part of the system, since conflict tends to intensify when adults react from fear or urgency. Rather than offering a one-size-fits-all discipline method, the book connects behavior to stress, sensory load, and task demands. This makes the advice especially useful for households, where children seem capable in one moment and impossible the next. The result is a more realistic approach to family functioning, fewer power struggles, better timing for problem solving, and greater attention to how emotional strain affects learning and cooperation. Lastly, advocacy across school systems, clinicians, and home environments. The advocacy dimension of the book is especially important because twice exceptional children often need coordinated support from multiple adults. Skolnick gives readers a way to think about advocacy as a structured process rather than an occasional confrontation. That means understanding the child's profile well enough to communicate needs clearly, document patterns, and ask for accommodations that fit the actual problem. The book is especially relevant where school teams may focus too narrowly on grades, behavior, or test scores instead of the underlying profile. It also helps parents navigate the emotional side of advocacy, including frustration, isolation, and the fatigue of having to repeatedly explain the same child. The broader point is that effective advocacy is relational, as well as informational. Families, educators, and clinicians need a shared language for describing giftedness alongside disability. By giving readers practical concepts for that conversation, the book helps turn misunderstanding into collaboration. This makes it more than a parenting manual. It functions as a tool for building a support network around the child. In conclusion, Gifted and Distractible is best suited for parents of twice exceptional children. Its main value is that it explains 2TA development without reducing the child to either giftedness or disability alone. Readers who want a more precise understanding of masking, emotional overwhelm, executive functioning, and advocacy will find it especially useful. The book stands out in its category because it is not just descriptive or affirming, it is action-oriented while still grounded in a respectful view of the child. Compared with broader books on parenting gifted children or managing ADHD, that makes it particularly helpful for families who have tried standard advice and found it incomplete. Its practical strength is in translating a nuanced profile into language, strategies, and decision-making tools that can improve daily life. If you would like to support Julie F. Skolnick, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.